You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
תלאל, בתלאל, סיס ראתי בשם. So it's an interesting point. Rabbeinu Haim HaKadosh, Zochuta Marana Aleinu, here it points out that Hashem says, I've called on his name. You understand? There's no point to say that I called on his name. No?
He's saying that, where is the background coming from? Where is his ascendant from?
Beshem?
Yeah, so he's elevating the...
Beshem means name. Name.
So when once you mention his name, you say, who is his grandfather, who is his parents, you know?
Something. No. It mentions on the Pasuk anyway, but it says, Re Ra'ati Beshem, and there's a Betzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, and all of these things. So here the Midrash brings an interesting point that when Shabbat Shalom arrived with the guideline of making the Mishkan, so told Bezalel, make the Aron, Menorah, Mizbeach, Shulchan, and then put the Mishkan together. So Bezalel said, how could it be? You know, you want me to make all the vessels and leave them out, you know, in the desert? We have to make the Mishkan first, and then, like let's say, Bezad Hashem Yidbarach, when you build a house in Yerushalayim,
amen.
So now, which one you do first? You buy the furniture first, or you hire an architect? Which one? You put the house together, you finalize the house, you get a permit of occupancy, B'zad Hashem, Shatavom, Sachat, and then you go and shop around for the furniture. But here, Moshe says to Bezalel, no, make the vessels and then put the Mishkan together. So Bezalel says, no, we cannot do this. We have to make the Mishkan first and then put the vessels inside. So, that's why you're called Bezalel, because you are Betzel Kel. So here in the Pasuk says, Re Ra'ati Beshem, that means his name has such a essence. That's what Pasuk is teaching us. So, obviously, we see here, Bezalel knew better than Moshe. No?
Can be.
Can be. I was waiting for somebody to say that. How could it be? So how? Moshe comes and tells Bezalel, make the vessels. I'm saying, so no, we cannot make the vessels. We need the shell, the shelter first, and then you put the furniture in.
But Hashem is in charge of everything, even your thought.
Oh, so Moshe made a mistake, you
know? No, he didn't make a mistake. Hashem wants him to do it this way.
To make a mistake?
It's not a mistake, it's just
I don't think it's a good thing to say Lashon Hara about Hashem, you know, that's not a good thing. It could have been that he would never do such a thing. before hiring, you mean? Could be. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a very nice point. So why Bezalel said, no, you have to make the shell first and then put the furniture in? Why he didn't accept what Moshe says?
That makes sense.
Makes sense. But Moshe's doesn't make sense.
Because where are you going to store the kelim?
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. Yeah. That's a very good, beautiful point. Beautiful. I'm sorry?
Because where are you going to store the kelim if you don't have the time?
Leave it there. What's the problem? What's the problem? Leave it outside.
Can
it's
I
okay.
Make something holy and just leave it outside?
Would you park your car inside the house or outside?
My car is not that important. I park
no?
outside.
Oh, I think you have a Ferrari.
No, I don't. Wish for
those that they have, where do you park him?
Inside.
Inside? Yeah. People that don't park their car outside? But the many park their car outside, or they have many things outside.
Yes.
Like, let's say, the agada. What else they have outside? They have these benches they put outside to relax. Table they have. What else they have? There are many things you leave outside. Why? You don't have things outside? No?
Actual value outside. You don't put it outside because you don't want it to be taken.
You don't trust people.
Trust or...
Say the truth. Lift up your hand.
Or animals could come take it. Or do something with it. So
yeah, but the main reason here is that you don't trust people. But even you have your park outside, you know, the people have alarm on this, but the Ganavim, you know, they know how to bypass it. You know, that's why, you know, the bad shop make money and also.
But it's also not kavod, like, we wouldn't put
Hashem separate for us. Beautiful, very nice. It's not kavod. Why is not kavod? Like, this is Simchat Torah, you don't take the Torah out. Or like Hachnasat Sefer Torah, you don't take the Sefer Torah out. I know you see people take the Sefer Torah out on the street, they dance with it.
Yeah, we're celebrating it, but we're not neglecting it, we're not just leaving it outside, healthcare.
But you give it to anybody to dance with it? Yes? So that's not disrespecting the Sefer Torah to take it out?
No, we're giving honor.
You ask Sefer Torah that it's okay to do that? As Kala Kadosh mentioned, it's a very beautiful point that here, Chas V'Shalom, not that Shabram Shalom was testing Bezalel or was making a mistake. But his perspective of Olam Yisrael was so great that what's the problem to leave the Aron HaKodesh outside? What's the problem? People that have such an awe, such a respect for Aron HaKodesh, that it wouldn't matter you put a wall around it or not. What difference does it make? Because they have such an awareness that this item is holy. They're not going to shalom stand by Aron HaKodesh and say Lashon Hara. Do you see anybody, Chas V'Shalom, after Shacharit goes outside and say Lashon Hara? Chas V'Shalom. Or let's say somebody buy his tefillin. You know, like, look at things that he's not supposed to. Chas V'Shalom. Or you see anybody like when he has tefillin on to go to sleep? Have you seen any things like that, like such a thing? So that means Mr. Baal HaShalom has such a trust in Am Yisrael that they value, they have such an awareness about holy items. But Bezalel obviously believed Moshe and said, you know what, just be on the safe side. Maybe, you know, somebody's tired. And then put on tefillin and goes to sleep. What are we going to do? We're going to wake him up? What are we going to do? I mean, the tefillin is screaming. They say, you know, why are you going to sleep? You heard the story about the babysitter?
No.
No?
No.
Happened to me, a rabbi entered the store, and then as he was shopping, hears a baby crying behind the store. So he tells the owner, no, it's a baby crying. He says, your baby? He says, yeah, I live behind the store. Yeah. Crying. And the Rav got a little bit worried. Then all of a sudden, you see, there's no noise. He doesn't hear any noise. So he was got more worried. He says, maybe you go check your house. I said, don't worry, everything okay. I have a babysitter. He said, let's go check. So they go in the house, and they see the baby is wrapped with the tefillin. They tell the babysitter, what happened here? Why did you do this? So the baby was crying, and I noticed the father, whenever he puts on tefillin, goes to sleep. So I put the tefillin around the baby, right away he went to sleep. Okay. It's a true story. So the tefillin became sleeping pill. So now, here Vesalim said, you know, obviously, when you arrange a wedding, huh? What's the purpose of the wedding? What's the purpose of the wedding?
Getting married.
Yeah, but. How's that going? You heard about the story after Abba told his kid, his son. He said, my dear son, this is the best day of your life. I said, Abba, I'm getting married tomorrow. So I know that's why. No, this was not a true story. So now Bezalel says, obviously you have wedding. So it's a holy item, Kadosh. Kedusha, hare at mekudeshet li betabat zu kedat Moshe Yisrael. We can leave it without Mishkan. What's going to happen? What people are going to do? How's they going to arrange it? What type of food? What type of dancing? What are we going to do? That was the machloket between Moshe and Bezalel. Moshe says, no, it's okay. I trust them. They know what the holiness is all about. They are aware. I said, yes, with all the kavod, but you know, Yetzirah is there. And then, you know, happened to be, unfortunately, 5-6 years ago, it was a bar mitzvah ken yirbu, not like this one, I'm trying to tell you. So then the Abba spent lots of money. It was worth about $250,000. In the bar mitzvah, they had gambling table. And the Abba borrowed the tefillin from Beit Knesset. That's what the Besalel said. He said, what are we going to do? This boy, just about to start the foundation, what the Judaism is all about. What does he see? People gamble in his... You need to put a... You have to have a guard. And... unfortunately, people are very innocent, and then they were led by misleading authorities. And unfortunately, that's how all the unfortunate thing has been taking place. So now here, the Midrash is teaching us, yes, there is no such a thing exist in the whole world. The faith that the Yehudi has for Ribono Shel Olam, there's no such a thing. Unfortunately, but if it's not guarded, don't have a fence for it, so then it's going to go off track. And that's what exactly you have to make sure that Chas v'Shalom is not being mispresented. It's a wedding, that's how it should be. It's a bar mitzvah, that's how it should be. There's a brit, that's how it should be. All the details that it has. Because if it doesn't, so then it becomes just a party. And that's why the exterior, the appearance changes. People, you know, they feel free, comfortable, you know, to come out any way they like, to celebrate the way they want. But here, no, there's a guideline. And that's what the Moshe felt, that it might be okay. But it's all air. We say here, we see here, and Ribono Shel Olam approves it. Beshem, here, that's what the name is all about. He's Bezalel, he knows. He knows that my guideline has to have the guard for it, the fence for it. Sheniske, Shash Baruch Hu, Yizkeh Otanu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.